Welcome to my poster presentation G1. There are three different possibilities to have stable orbits around double stars. The first one is the S-type. So when a planet orbits around one of the two stars, the second one, the P-type, if a planet orbits around both stars. And the third one, we call that Trojan type. It's when it they have a one-to-one resonance, the planet with the secondary. But up to now, no planets were found in such motion. Now it's okay. In our work, we investigated the P-type motion. Up to now, four different systems where they found P-type orbits, and also a main motivation were that there are many more candidates around eclipsing binaries, close eclipsing binaries. In a former work, we investigated close eclipsing binaries, which has separations around between 5 and 3 days. There are many candidates which we found for Corot. They are about 100 candidates, but they are only looking, most of them are looking for S-type. When we investigate eclipse timing variations, there are two effects which happen. The planet perturbs the motion of the binaries, and therefore we get a shift in the eclipse time, which is shown here. There is another effect. The binary performs also an orbit around the common barycenter, this leads to a different light travel time. What we did next is to calculate to show this difference. Therefore, I show two examples. The upper one, which is closer, let's say 6 times of the distance of the binary, and the lower one is 8 times distance of the binary. And we can see if they're closer, the first effect, which is the blue line, and the second effect is the red line. If the distance is of the planet is far away, then the second effect is has more effect. So what we did next to calculate the amplitude, and what we can see here again is if the planet is very close, then we can see that the mainly influence of the first effect. And the second effect will happen if the planets are far away. Thank you for your attention.